How do you go about writing songs you've written?
Any way you can.
Really? It's just, yeah, do you sit down and work at it, or does it come to you? Or
both. Both. You know, usually you have to work at it. Maybe a title will come to you or something. I mean, I think you'll find most writers, they have a little book they carry around, and somebody, you might say something here today. When I get done with the thing, you know, I'll go, oh, he said, you know, a little phrase, and I'll write that down. That's a good title. And some of them sit in your book for 10 years, you know. Others sit there for 10 minutes, and you go, hey. And then there's no rhyme or reason to writing a song. Anybody can write a song, you know. Most of them are bad, but
don't go bad.
Oh yeah, you can't. It's not magic. It's just, you know, it's just applying yourself. But it's the thing of doing it over and over and learning it as a craft. You'd wish it was all inspiration and something just came down and went boom, and that happens. And when it does, it's pretty amazing. But sometimes it's just, you know, you'll get halfway through the thing on inspiration, and you'll realize there's another half of the song to go, and you're like, okay, here's where I have to pull out the craft, you know, because the inspiration is gone at this point, you know. Plus, I wrote a lot of songs with Bob Polander after he joined the band, and I really like doing that because Bob would bring an entirely different type of music to the song, stuff that I would not write on my own, wouldn't think about writing or wasn't capable of writing, so that just gave me another opening as a lyricist to work with, and that was really nice.
Do you have a favorite song you've written?
I like a lot of them. You know, some of them I hate. Some of them I can't figure out. Well, you know, like, what was I thinking? Well, why would I put this out in front of anybody? You know. At the same time, like I said, it doesn't always match up with what the audience likes. Same thing as you go, why do they like that song? Well, I don't know. I'm glad they do, but I don't know why they do. Or why didn't they like this one? This is the one you're supposed to have liked. And everybody went, that sucks, you know. But I don't know. I mean, there's a whole lot. And it's the song that sums my whole philosophy about the whole thing up is a song called Somewhere in the Night. A song that Bob and I wrote. I mean, Lover, I like that song a lot. I like Spanish Nights a lot. I've always said it was like, you know, two of our three or four biggest things were He Can't Love You, the Kevin song, and My Town. And I said, I know Kevin does not want to be remembered just for My Town. I know that that's not the song he would want people to remember him as a writer and things for. And like, same thing, My Town is not the song I would want to say, okay, this is what I do.
Yeah.
This is as good as it gets type of thing. You know, they were cool, they worked, you know, this, but they're not the epitome, you know, the pinnacle of either of us as a writer. But that's sort of self-serving because it's all, once again, it's all what people want to hear. If I knew exactly what they want to hear, I'd have been a lot more successful.